Next up, I think we're going to go with the Ghost Outdoors update. And I believe this will be via Zoom. Ross and Keith, are you with us?
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
We can.
How about can you see me?
Not as important, but no.
Jeez, tough crowd today.
Well, tough crowd.
This is Keith Fiske, I'm the licensing program administrator. My apologies that my camera's not working today, but I was going to visit with you folks briefly about an update on our new licensing program. And if folks haven't heard, our elk, bighorn, sheep, and mountain goat applications are open. And they are open for application as of yesterday at about 3 p.m. So that is a task that was a heavy lift for our vendor as well as our licensing staff, but we're happy to be able to have those up and going. And we were delayed about a week, and because of that delay, we have extended the deadline for online applications to May 25th at 10 o'clock in the morning Central Time. So again, we're still going to provide people that three-week window, just like we were prior, but we're just adding a week on the back end. So people will still have plenty of time to be able to put their applications in, and we'll be able to proceed with those application periods. Just a couple of real brief details for commissioners. You know, here in South Dakota, we have a pretty complex draw structure between our elk seasons. We have that nine-year waiting period if you drew a first draw elk license and or a second draw elk license using preference points. And when you're dealing with the volume of data that we have and those complex rules, it does take a little additional time to make sure that all those settings and everything is programmed correctly. So rather than try to rush forward and get something that we were not going to be happy with, we decided to take that extra time, make sure that these draws are going to run correctly. The integrity of these draws is the number one priority for the licensing staff, so we wanted to make sure that this thing was right before we opened it, thus the delay. So really appreciate our customers' patience as we work diligently behind the scenes to get these open. In the past 24 hours, so we opened this thing yesterday about 24 hours ago, we've had already over 4,000 elk applications in that 24-hour period, which comes out to about 2 minutes or two applications per minute. So definitely a large segment of the people were out there waiting to be able to see that button and those applications up for application. So seeing a tremendous amount of people applying there, which is very good. Just a reminder of the commission, you know, we have seen very similar application numbers here every application that we've had here in South Dakota thus far. We just completed our special buck as well as our archery paddlefish applications, and those were right on par with what we've seen the last 2 years. So again, that's a good indicator. People are getting into the system, they're getting their accounts created, and they are successfully applying. So that's something that I like to see. I certainly want to express my gratitude to the licensing staff here over the last week and a half as we struggled to get the elk applications open. As well as our vendor, the folks at Brandt. A lot of hard work and a lot of long hours the past few weeks to be able to get these applications open. And just as a quick reminder to the commissioners as well as the public, this new licensing system, it's new to Game Fish and Parks, it's new to our customers, and it's new to the company, the vendor as well. And it's going to look and it's going to function differently. So my key message for the public is, now that the elk applications are open, don't wait for the last minute or the last day or the last 4 hours to apply. I really encourage people to be able to get into their accounts, or if they haven't bought a license already this year, log on, get your single sign-on created. So when the application period does close, you don't hit into a snag and then you're kind of stuck and you miss that application window. So I really want to encourage people to log in to the licensing system and get those things sorted out. Like I spoke to the commission last month, We have worked with our communications staff, and we will be hosting several days here coming up in May where individuals can come into a Game Fish and Parks office with extended hours to be able to have people help those individuals that need any physical assistance applying for any of the elk or big horn sheep or mountain goats, any of those types of things. People can, of course, always come in to a Game Fish and Parks office, but we're going to have a select number of dates where we have extended hours to try to be a little more proactive and help those people that maybe work from 8 to 5, let them have some time where they can come in and ask questions if they need to. So that's out there. Nick Harrington has shared that with our customers, and those will start here in the weeks ahead. With that, I think that's pretty much it. I know the commission certainly took a number of phone calls and emails in regards to the delay on the elk applications, but I would certainly be able to answer any questions if you have any, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Keith. Any questions from the commission? No, good report. Glad that got up and going, and there was some obviously concern out there with the sportsmen's, but you know, it is a new system. It is getting better, and we all have cell phones that lock up on us, and they've been around for 20-some years. So our own home computers lock up on us. So it's computer problems are not necessarily unknown. It's unfortunate during these times, but the department's doing a great job of bringing it up to speed. So thanks for your report, and like the idea of the extended hours. So thank you. Secretary Roebling.
Thank you. Yeah, Chairman Sharp, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to give a shout out to the licensing team and all of the staff across the department that have been fielding questions, working with customers, and working through some of the issues that have been identified in the last couple months, but especially in the last couple weeks. I know this is definitely something that all department staff are working on and working towards success, you know, with the company and with other staff. And we're just doing a really great job at, you know, accommodating those questions and making sure we're putting our best foot forward. So just want to thank all staff for working through that, and especially the licensing team. We are going to have a great product. We do have a good product, and we're always striving for excellence, and we will get there. We will definitely get there. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's all I had.
Thank you, Secretary. All right. I think next up we're going to go with update on the bounty program is Jackie with us.
Say, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Keith.
Hey, I got my video working here, so I thought I'd pop up so you could actually see me.
There you are.
I'm just kidding. Say, I wanted to let you know that Ross Scott, he is on, and I believe he was going to provide a brief update, maybe from a higher level in regards to some of the things with Go Outdoors as well as the park side. So I didn't want you to forget about him.
No, I appreciate the heads up. Thank you. And Ross, didn't mean to cut you off there, guy.
Oh, that's all right. Good afternoon, commissioners and Secretary Roebling. Keith did a really good job about giving you a licensing perspective. And I do want to echo his comments. You know, the licensing team, the brand developers, the communications team that we have here have been wonderful in the last 24 hours. So as an interim point of contact, you know, I'm kind of filling in where I need to. You know, licensing is just one aspect of this system. But we are seeing quite a few folks getting into the system, not only for the first time, but often. You know, so I was actually looking at the numbers, and it kind of falls into what I'm doing on my day job. Yesterday, we had over 10,000 active users within the Go Outdoors system. That is the new record since Go Live. As of about an hour ago when I looked, we had over 6,000 active users so far today. So people are getting in, they are interacting with the system. As Keith mentioned, you know, they are submitting applications. But as an update, you know, from Go Live to now, we've done over $14 million of business, you know, so over 279,000 items purchased. And so from the park side, you know, we're looking at a lot of pressure and a lot of sales with Custer State Park, reservations at Lewis and Clark, Angostura, Spring Creek, and of course our park entrance licenses. From the wildlife side, we're seeing, you know, the general hunting and fishing licenses being sold, the combination resident licenses, non-resident annual fishing, of course, you know, non-resident archery deer, habitat stamp, and those items. So So like I said, we've had, yesterday alone, we had over 10,000 active people within the system. And so with that navigation from the BIT side with the single sign-on we all hear about to the actual transfer to the Go Outdoor system, people are getting in. You know, we've had over 460,000 website visitors. Overall sessions, we're getting close to a million. You know, so of those visitors, people are coming back. We're sitting at about 950,000 website sessions. So people are actively, you know, accessing it through quite a few different ways, it looks like. You know, I thought maybe people would be accessing it from a home computer or a laptop, but looking and diving into the numbers, almost two-thirds of our users are accessing from a mobile device. So whether that be, you know, on your phone or using the Go Outdoor South Dakota app, we have a lot of users using those mobile devices to access these resources. And to reinforce what Keith was mentioning as well, in addition to the communications team's efforts, they've sent out over 80,000 emails notifying folks about elk and these applications that are available now in the last 24 hours. And they're interacting with folks on social media. Over 15,000 people, you know, on Facebook alone are interacting with the information we're putting out there. And that includes, you know, not only the posts to social media, but links to our YouTube tutorial videos and overall, hopefully between those videos, people getting familiar with the system and the increased availability of these customer service days coming up, we can make this as seamless a process as possible. So with that, I would offer myself any questions you may have.
All right, thank you, Ross. Those are impressive numbers. Any questions from the commission? I don't see any, but close to a million users so far. That's those are big numbers no matter how you look at it. So, again, congratulations to the team for staying in there and fighting to make this the best system in the country. So I know we'll get there, and appreciate the patience of our sportsmen out there as we work through all these things. And if you have a question, don't hesitate to just call the department. Social media doesn't answer a lot of questions. It creates a lot of questions, so phone calls may get you to answer quicker. So just something to consider. Anyway, I think we're done with that one now.